You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Africa needs Jesus, and for the message to get out, radios. Okay, it's kind of like the early days of radio in this country about 100 years ago. You know, people had programs, there were sporting events happening, there was news happening. They had the ability to broadcast the radio. Navy used it, but hardly anybody had a radio. So what do you do? Mr. Sarnoff went around to every auditorium, every public place he could, put a speaker up, put a radio up so people could hear. And it was a big hit. And of course it is a big hit. There are a lot of people in Africa that already know about TWR. They know that they teach back through the Bible programs. People listen to them. But they always have to listen on somebody else's radio. That's pretty amazing. They will take that gift, very precious, use it for them and their family, their extended family, their whole neighborhood. It's amazing how many years I've been reading about Christian communities, Christian families in India and Africa and places where they basically, the whole village is Jesus followers, right? And that's why, one reason they get so persecuted. But here's the thing, how do you get a radio into their hands? That's why we partner with TWR, because Africa needs Jesus. The time is now, yes. You can go online, we've got the banner up. Click on that, leads you right through, safe and secure. It's amazing, the lives will be changed in Africa.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
In Malawi, radio is a very reliable source of information. There is a term that if you can't hear it on radio, then it has not happened. People believe what they hear on radio, let alone on TWR, because TWR is a very credible radio institution in the country. So a gift of a radio will let someone hear God's word so that their lives can be transformed.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Some people from Africa said, I give thanks to God Almighty for giving me a radio. Yes, I hear your messages every morning at 4 a.m. That was a message that came to TWR. I never knew I would own a radio. And am I dreaming? That's how important it is. That's how big a deal it is. Sometimes when we're dealing with other cultures, different levels of need and things, we have to change our paradigm a little bit, you know, because what is so commonplace, what we take for granted, electricity all the time, being able to buy a couple of AA batteries to put in a transistor radio, having stations to choose from, too many sometimes. And so, and being able to tune, we've got frequency cards for our station. They list all the frequencies where you can go around the Northeast, an app to listen to. And they just are so glad and grateful to have a radio that they can wind up and listen to for a couple hours. Listen to back or through the Bible, I think is the program there. So we're partnering with TWR so that you will have the opportunity to give Africa, the gospel of Jesus, through that radio. $50 for that wind-up radio. We'll get the radio out of this country, over to Africa, into another country, through customs, get it into the hands of local people, their churches there, who've identified people that they can give a radio to. That's what all that does. Go on our website and click on the banner. Can't miss it. This is awesome. Africa Needs Jesus is the banner. Click on that and walk you through how many radios you would like to give. Our website is, of course, soundoflife.org.
The Sound of Life.
He's been listening to TWR for a long time. But he was more interested in a program where somebody was testifying about healing. The program is Friday Night Live. He had been suffering from his leg for a very long time. So when he was listening to that program, the speaker said that whoever is sick, let them touch where they are feeling pain so that God may heal them. He did that amidst pain and he was failing to walk. During that time, whenever he touched a place that he is in pain, he was being healed. And his heart was being at peace.
And
slowly he was improving. So there was a time when he found that he no longer had to use sticks to help him move. He now started moving by himself. To date, in this area, people are completely amazed how that has happened in his life.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Kelly and John in the house, as we like to say. Radio is a passport for hearing God's word, as you know, anywhere. And they don't have them in Africa. And so you say, okay, now we've got the programs, we've got the ability to broadcast it, we've got the invisible radio waves going out. We just need to get it to those people in their ears by giving them a radio. $50. That's it. All righty. And you know we've got an Africa Needs banner on our website, soundoflife.org. All right, guys.
Well, Africa does need Jesus, and Africa needs you. You know, when we were in Africa, one of the interesting people we met, Kelly and I, when we were there in Malawi, was Mr. TWR.
Oh?
We met Mr. TWR. Now, how did he get his name, Mr. TWR? That's because he, on his radio, would invite all the other people around his neighborhood to listen to the radio with him. And so they started calling him Mr. TWR.
Pretty cool.
That's the impact of one radio can have, because one radio can not only impact a person, but it can impact a family, it can impact a generation, it can impact a whole neighborhood. And so that's why this is such a great opportunity for us to be able to put a radio, a wind-up radio, into the hands of somebody who will use it to further the gospel among their friends and their family and their neighbors. This is your opportunity. Every $50 buys a wind-up radio for somebody in Africa. And Africa needs Jesus, and Africa needs you.
It's about the gospel, all of us coming together to make sure people in Africa can hear the good news of Jesus.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
There's a listener who has a disability. Now, he had been listening to TWR for a number of years. So one day he calls, he says, I want to come to TWR. Obviously, of course, someone drove him in. Then he calls me from the car park. He says, I'm here. Little did I know that actually this person has walking difficulties. And as I was coming out of the building, I saw him crawling into the main entrance of the building. And it was hot that day, so he was sweating. And he is dirty in his hands. But this guy, what he does is he gathers the messages that we preach and he puts up big speakers. He plays those messages at his workplace and people around listen.
The sound of life.
Kelly and Andy right here on deck for Africa Needs Jesus for TWR. Guys, thanks for joining me. Sure do appreciate it very much. And thanks to you, family of Sound of Life, for coming through in such a big way, providing these radios. I have a feeling it's because you know how impactful it is for you. Man, there was a day when I didn't hear that message going to work or early in the morning. And now I hear it, and I know what a blessing it is to tune in. And these people don't have radios, and I want to get them one. For $50, I get them a radio. How about that? All right?
That's exactly right. And through that radio, they are going to be hearing solid Bible teaching programs as well as great music. And I want you to think about this. A while back, one of our TWR missionaries was talking with someone, I believe it was in the country of Brazil. And this person was not a believer. For 14 years, he was listening to TWR every day. And then finally, he accepted Christ. And this listener's comment was, what pastor would have come to my door, into my home, every day for 14 years to share the gospel with me? So when we receive testimonies like this one, this listener from Africa says, I listen to TWR every day. I am not a Christian. However, your programs have brought great change in my life. Since I started reading the Bible, my thoughts and ideas concerning Christianity have changed. This is a young Muslim named Alpha.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you, God is working in Alpha's life. God is wooing Alpha toward himself. No one's going to his door every day. No one's witnessing to him on the street every day, but he's got a radio and he's listening. And at some point in time, Alpha, I feel confident, will come to know Jesus as his personal Savior. And it's because God uses radio every day.
He does, and we're so blessed to get to hear these stories, to know that God is changing lives. You know, I feel like a lot of times I am prone to just think about what's right in front of me, what's going on around me, and just neglect to see the world and how God is at work and how God is moving and changing lives, and that there are people out there that need to be reached with the message of the gospel, and that we across the ocean can help do something about it to make sure they can hear the good news of Jesus. You can be a part of that by the gift of a radio. We're broadcasting the gospel. They just need a way to hear it. Online, soundoflife.org. Click on that Africa Needs Jesus banner.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
The Sound of Life.
There's a day when a listener walked in here, and that particular day, I was very low in spirit. And he walks in and he says, "I'm an elder at the church. I want to say thank you so much for the programs that you do at our church in a rural area. I'm regarded as a key contributor of messages to the church because I learn a lot from TWR. And we do not have a resident minister." So he says, "One, I came to say thank you for that. Secondly, I came to also say that we do pray for you. I just want to encourage you." As if that is not enough, he says, "You know what? We brought a gift." And he brought us a gift of 10,000 kwacha, which is equivalent to about $15. I was moved to tears. We spent almost an hour because he shared lots of stories and all that, just how he is impacted by the radio ministry.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.